This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission updating electoral roll from August 28th. National Assembly Speaker Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina emphasizes giving special priority to the projects of national pride. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says war must end with the liberation of Crimea. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission will run the program to update the electoral roll along with opposing the claim for the November 20th parliamentary and provincial elections from August 28 to 24, September 4th. As part of the voter list updating, one can apply for correcting errors in the voter list or for opposing fake details in it. Recurrence of names of voters, removal of names of voters who have died and different names should be corrected. Likewise, one can apply for shifting her or his voter list or to a convenient polling place in case of two or more polling places in a single ward. The application can be filed digitally through email or fax. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudil said following the voter list updating, a final electoral roll will be published on September 16th. Following the announcement of the polls on August 4th, the collection of voter lists that was taking place through the respective election office, the district administration office and the area administration office halted on August 5th. Speaker of the National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina, has emphasized giving special priority to the projects of national pride. In the meeting of the National Concern and Coordination Committee held at the Parliament Secretariat, Singha Darbar today, Chairman Timmalsina expressed the opinion that the projects of national pride should be completed as soon as possible, as these projects are the main basis of the country's development. In the meeting, Member of Parliament said that the construction of the Kali Gandaki corridor has been delayed and drew the attention of the relevant agencies to complete the construction on time. Director General of the Department of Roads, Arjun Jung Thapa, presented the progress made in the construction of the Kali Gandaki corridor. A landslide triggered by incessant rainfall last night completely disrupted Pasang Lamu Highway along the Banua Ghumti area in southern Rasuwa district. District Police Office Rasuwa said the landfall caused by the road cave in between Masgaon and Banua Ghumti at Uttar Gaya Rural Municipality 5, which lies in the southern part of the Rasuwa district. However, no human casualty has been reported from the incident. Preparations were on to resume the traffic and the collections of the lost details were going on since the morning. Vehicular movements at Betrawati, Pahirebesi and Mailung have been totally halted following the landslides. The disaster and its implications on the traffic on the eve of Holi festival of Janai Purnima festival has affected the probable visitors to the Gosai Kunda on the occasion of the festival. Locals reported that the landslide has occurred along 2 kilometers of the area stretching from Banua Ghumti to Trisuli River. The landless quarters settlement around Manohara River in Bhaktapur has been flooded due to heavy rain last night. Police said the settlement in Madhyapur Thimi municipality, ward number 1 on the banks of Manohara River, is inundated when the mud fell into the river and the river changed its course. Police said the flood swept away the belongings of the squatters and some temporary houses. The U.S. Special Envoy to Advance the Human Rights of the LGBTQI plus persons, Jessica Stern, arrived in Nepal for a 5-day visit yesterday. During her stay, Special Envoy Stern will meet the government officials, human rights activists, and members of the LGBTQI plus community to discuss efforts to protect and strengthen the human rights of the LGBTQI plus community in Nepal. The U.S. has been leading force in ensuring human rights for the LGBTQI plus community around the world. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the country is likely to see a partial to the general cloudy sky with light to heavy rains and thundershowers. According to the division, some parts in the hill and few others in the remaining parts are likely to receive light to moderate rains and thundershowers with partial to a generally cloudy sky, and heavy rains are predicted in 1 or 2 parts in province number 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces. People at risk in the areas have been asked to stay alert. According to the information provided by Meteorological Forecasting Division, the Kathmandu Valley has recorded a minimum of 20.5 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 31.5 degrees Celsius temperature. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the war in Ukraine began with Crimea and must end with its liberation. Ukraine's president was speaking after a string of explosions hit a Russian airbase in Crimea, killing one person. Mr. Zelensky did not mention yesterday's blast, but said Crimea is Ukrainian and they will never give it up. Russia's defense ministry said ammunition detonated at the base. Meanwhile, Ukraine denied any responsibility for the explosions. Crimea is internationally recognized as part of Ukraine, but the Black Sea Peninsula was annexed by Russia in 2014 after a referendum which global communities sees as illegitimate. Many Ukrainians see this as the start of their war with Russia. Furious allies of former U.S. President Donald Trump are demanding an explanation for the FBI's raid on his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. The FBI and Department of Justice have yet to comment on the search which Mr. Trump disclosed on Monday evening. It is reportedly linked to an investigation into handling of classified and sensitive material. It was the first time a former U.S. president's house has ever been searched by law enforcement. Reports suggest that the FBI activity is connected to an investigation into whether Mr. Trump, a Republican, removed classified records from the White House and took them to Mar-a-Lago. Republicans have depicted the investigation as politically motivated, with leading figures demanding a briefing from Attorney General Merrick Garland, head of the Department of Justice. A beluga whale stranded in the Seine River in France has been lifted from the water in the first stage of an ambitious rescue operation. The 4-meter-long whale, a protected species usually found in much colder Arctic waters, was stuck in the river northwest of Paris for a week. A dozen vets were waiting on a barge to treat the whale after it was hoisted out of the water in a sort of hammock. About 80 people are involved in the rescue, including divers and police. It took the rescue team nearly 6 hours overnight to lift the ailing whale, which weighs 800 kilograms, out of the water and onto a barge. The beluga was trapped more than 100 kilometers inland and its health deteriorated after failing to eat. Belugas occasionally venture south in the autumn to feed as ice forms, but it is rare for them to travel so far from their native home. But similar stories are not unheard of. In May, a killer whale was found dead after swimming up the River Seine in Normandy. And in 2019, a dead whale was found in the River Thames near Gravesend. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission updating electoral roll from August 28th. National Assembly Speaker Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha emphasizes giving special priority to the projects of national pride. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says war must end with the liberation of Crimea. This is all we have for the bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.